A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, well, welcome to Red Men TV. Liverpool taking on Brighton this weekend. Let's get stuck straight into it. We have Nina Kauza from Anfield Index, John Machen returned to the couch, and the man himself, Mr.
Come on!
Yes. Summing up perfectly, I was going to open it, Chris. The confidence is back.
It is back, Paul. Week. And why not?
Why not, indeed?
We got Brighton Hove Albion the weekend. It's a long trip down there for Liverpool fans and stuff. But you know what? We're in good form at the moment. You know, the team's lower down the table than us. We've been dispatching with no problems over the last few weeks. And that confidence has got to travel into this game as well. You know, and this side, I expect there to be changes again. Mm-hmm. I expect it to be a tweak of the formation again. And I expect it to be no let-up from Liverpool and goals scored and a clean sheet again, because that's what we do now, apparently.
Yeah, I think that this is the midweek game, Ian, is exactly what Liverpool needed. Look, we've had a few of these little setbacks as the season has gone on. Now, mercifully, if a setback is a draw at home to the Premier League champions, then, my God, wonderful type of setback to have as opposed to some of the other ones we've had over the years. But just the fears over the defence and the concerns over whether we're being clinical enough at getting in front of goal, they can't help but rear their ugly heads again. Mm. So just to get back into the swing of winning games and winning games by a comfortable margin, that's exactly what we need going into, because ultimately Brighton away is going to be far more like Stoke away and West Ham away than it's going to be like Chelsea at home.
Absolutely, and I think Chris just touched on something. We don't know what formation he's going to play, what players are going to play, but one thing we can all agree on, all those players will go into confidence, because I think everyone had a pretty decent, solid performance. So whoever he plays, whoever turns out, I think I'm not concerned about them, because I think we've now got into this rhythm of beating the smaller teams, and no disrespect to Brighton, but newly promoted team should be there for the taking. Although they have been quite impressive, and I thought they were quite unlucky against Man United, but I think we have enough quality to dispose of them.
I think this is what Nina hitting at there as well, Dad. The squad is rotating quite nicely at the moment. We quite clearly have the stars, and we're a much better team when Mo Salah's in there, top Premier League goal scorer, when Mane's in there, if we can find a way to get Coutinho, Firmino, of course.
Yeah, but Lallana and players.
Exactly,
like that,
but that's the point. We've not even managed to get Lallana in really yet. Oxlade-Chamberlain's, we've played him into a spell of form. We got to see Solanke starting for the first time in the league, who had a good game, got an assist, could have had two assists. We're in a position now where it's not just hope and expectation. Like, we know this guy good, or he looks good on paper. We've got a squad that's actually performing in reality and not just in our heads, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what the stats are, but we're now, you know, picking up quite a few clean sheets, surprisingly, you know, despite all the criticisms. And that breeds confidence as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're dispatching teams we should dispatch. Whereas last year, we not only didn't do that, but we didn't have the squad.
Yeah.
You know, we were, once we lost a couple of our key players, the sort of bottom fell out of our season, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we're playing Brighton. They're a decent side at home, Brighton. Yeah. So it won't be easy. And we probably have patches in there in the game when we're a bit, you know, dodgy again like we were at Stoke. But, you know, you can't really see anything but us winning,
well,
to be honest.
I mean, that's the thing. Brighton, I think they've got a better defensive record than us. Shock. But, you know, the goals have been their issue. I think they only scored 13 and 14. They've conceded 14 and 14. 10th in the league. This is not necessarily the same type of, you know, battle that we've had. They're going to want to prove a point. I think Chris Hughton's a good manager as well.
They play a bit of football, Brighton, as well. They're not
absolutely
long ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not fair to lump 14 teams in the Premier League, is it? Because into one category, because there are shades of difference between all these sides. They're all going to have slightly different approaches. But, I mean, it goes back to the point of this spell of games that we're now in, is that, yes, look, it's up to the manager to make the adjustments. He won't be taking this lightly. He understands the threat that all these different teams have on offer, but it's perfectly within our right to have an expectation, Liverpool, to go out there and go.
Absolutely, we should. I mean, listen, they've had a good start to the season. No one's saying they haven't. You know, they were brilliant last season. These were fellas who were used to winning games of football. You know, they got promoted at a canter, and you know their struggles this season, as you've mentioned, are all around the goals. You know, they've had five draws already this season, only four wins, and that's where they've been struggling to really get it over the line and stuff. And it's the one thing at the moment that this Liverpool side isn't struggling with. It's finishing those opportunities and scoring goals. And yes, Brighton are a good side and stuff, but the form that we're in at the moment with the players that we've got, we should be brushing these teams aside. We should have been brushing these teams aside for the last 10 years, but we've never managed to be able to do it consistently. They'll pose us different threats, of course they will, but we'll be more than up for the challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's it. I think they will be... There will be a fear factor that we're now starting to build around us, Nina, because, as you said, we're starting to get a handle on these type of teams. Again, definitely last year and the year before, blah, blah, blah. Teams will have been going, well, Liverpool, they're a bit soft here. Whereas that still exists, because I don't think we've fixed our defensive issues. Stoke could quite easily have scored a couple, if not more, goals against us in midweek. So Brighton will think they can get, will maybe think they can get something, but they will have to be wary of us no matter what approach they take, because Premier League's top goal scorer again, Sadio Mane, starting to play himself into form. We've got so many players who are actually very good at football and in a very rich vein of form as well.
Absolutely, and it's something what John touched on as well, saying that Brighton actually play quite attractive, decent football, and obviously their quality is going to be much, you know, below ours, and I think that kind of plays into our hands. I think what another positive from this season, we speak about pace, but I think our fullbacks have been crucial and key. I feel like sometimes in the past we've been quite narrow, and I feel like now we completely use the entire pitch. Like, we're not reliant from the central midfield to, you know, create the chances and the assists. Most of the times they come out wide, and I think that's very much a Klopp style of, you know, of a system where, you know, you can sort of play a much more wider game rather than just playing central. I think we've got options. I think we're scary, and I think attacking wise we have more than enough.
I like that. That scary.
Couldn't I like that? Yeah.
How do you play against Liverpool at the moment? Because we've seen teams come to Anfield, like Huddersfield and stuff, and sit in and play with two banks, and we're picking these sides apart in the second half at the moment. We've just seen in midweek Stoke go, all right, we're not going to just sit in and do that. What we're going to do is we're going to play long balls. And we stood up to that challenge as well. And this is the thing. Teams are not going to just sit back if we're going to pick them apart and lose 3-0. What's the point in that? Brighton will probably go for this game. Yeah. And we're perfectly set up to counter-attack.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think it's still the both. Because I think the problem is, I think you still would say sit deep, sit in, defend compactly against Liverpool. I think there's still... That still probably would be the common consensus and look to hit us on the break. But the good thing, as I was saying, we are starting to develop a track record of handling those kind of situations. But it's another one. You know, it's completely irrelevant that we've done it well up to this point, because we're not comfortably positioned in the league. We actually can't afford to stop dropping points. What we need to do, I mean, just looking at the fixtures, United, Man United, the league.
United, Man United.
Wow.
Well, they're defo dropping points, Paul.
Man United are fucked either way. But also, fine. Arsenal, Man United, the league kick off on the Saturday. Spurs, Watford could be a potential banana skin. Oh, yeah. Not in great form. Chelsea, Newcastle, you'd imagine Chelsea would probably do all right in that.
Don Rafa's got a bit of
priors there. You know, this is what the onus is on us to continue the good work. We're not the finished article. This is still, every game is a chance for us to continue to prove ourselves, and that's what it's going
and
this, to be.
And the players look like they're ready for that challenge, don't they, Paul? You know, Klopp knows that this side isn't finished yet, and the players know that there's more to come from this side. And I think we'll really, and I've said this a couple of times over the last few weeks, we'll reap the benefits of this rotation come January, come February. We might have a few little stutter steps on the way there, but we'll be in a much better position than we were last season because of the rotation and stuff.
Dad, we didn't see our first strength, our full strength team start a game last week. You know, in the last two games certainly. Spartak to come, after this, with, you know, knowing that we need to get a big result there, do you see this being a game where we go absolutely full strength, or, you know, do we even go full strength for Sparta?
It depends what you mean by full strength now, doesn't it? Because I don't really know. I don't know what our first choice midfield is,
yeah,
or what our best midfield is, because does Coutinho playing it, or doesn't he? You know, does Chan playing it, or doesn't he?
I think Alana plays in it, and we've not seen our first choice.
I think the notion that we've got a first choice 11 is totally spurious now.
Yeah.
You know, so he's going to pick two teams, both games, you know, with a view to winning both games, and I think he probably will. So,
very, very interesting.
Can
we'll
I just
see.
Make a point? What John just
you
said
know
about.
What go for.
Thank you. You know the squad rotation.
Well, thanks for asking, by the way.
I know I'm really well mannered. I know you're just about, you know, an Anfield index. I think, you know, the squad rotation has kind of helped massively with the players and, you know, keeping them fresh. But I think this team has been guilty of individual errors, and I think that could come from physical fatigue and mental fatigue. Yeah. And I think rotating them, hopefully we might be able to iron out some of those issues.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, that'd be lovely. We're going to get to the preferred 11s from the people. Let's crack on then, Chris.
What? Yeah, man.
What have you written that with? A potato?
No. A carrot.
Okay. Then I've had a veggie feel to it. Right, preferred 11s then. Have you not done yours yet, then?
I have. I'm just tidying it up.
He knows you're going to judge him.
There's been a bit of smudging, so.
Okay, sad. Go on, Dad. What have you gone for then? Again, preferred
11s. Pretty traditional.
So you've gone for, is it Trent Alexander or Trent Arnold?
Trent Alexander Arnold. It's
A squared. Is that what that little thing is at the top there? So Mini Lane goal. Trent, Matip, Lovren, Moreno back four. Henderson, Milner, Coutinho midfield. Salah, Firmino, Mane. So obviously you could make a case for Chan, Milner. That is for me anyway. I think in terms of system, and you could maybe tweak one or two personnel. That's by and large our first choice team.
Inverted fullbacks.
You've put Robertson at right.
Have I done it the other way around? Oh shit! I know what I meant. I'll explain it.
Right, go on.
I've done quite well at Nowen. This is my first cock.
Have you got a mirror?
Yeah. What was I going to say? Okay, I want to start Karius because this is what I want, not what Klopp wants.
Yeah, sure.
I think one game in the Champions League is he needs more. Game time. I think we should go with him.
It was interesting that there was a case to be made that Stoke, you could have brought Karius in for that because it's a midweek game, isn't it?
And I think he needs to get into a rhythm, so I'm going with Karius. I've gone with Robertson as my left back, not because Moreno's shit. My left back, not my right back, people. I'm going to go with Robertson because I think Moreno needs a rest. I think there's a genuine case of the fullbacks not getting enough rest. Mm-hmm. He needs to play. I've gone with Clav and Matip as my centre-back pairing. Trent Alexander-Arnold, for the same reasons, I think Gomez will play.
Why Clav and Matip?
Because I think I want to give Lovren a little bit of a break as well. I know he had a good game, but I don't think Brighton will put some. I don't think they're a top team.
Lovren's definitely a better header of the ball than Clavin. You could understand them coming in.
I want a centre back who's quite good on the deck, experience as well. And I think Lovren will probably play in the Champions League. Mm-hmm. So bring Clavin in. Midfield, I've gone with Jean and Ginny. I'm going for the 2-2-2. Jean and Ginny and Ox and Coutinho.
Okay.
I'm resting Henderson. I've also dropped Henderson. I don't think he's been great. And Firmino and Salah, because I think Mane needs a rest as well.
Well, I'm not
showing this board anymore.
You're now showing my really bad drawing on the back, which I'll thank you for later. I've gone with Mignolet, Gomez, Matip, Lovren, Moreno. I'm happy with that back four at the moment. Gomez is just getting better and better, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's so grand. He's the one who gets the ball in for Mane's first goal, doesn't he? A fullback, who's not the attacking fullback, by the way.
Yeah.
Kicking a ball that's on the line.
Yeah.
I mean, that's brilliant. And he's just been getting
doesn't
better.
Doesn't get more
better.
Advanced.
Doesn't. And he's not even our attacking fullback. Where would Trent have been? I've gone for Chan, Wijnaldum and Coutinho. I've kept Henderson out of this side. I want to see Chan get a run of games, I think, personally now. I like the dynamic with Wijnaldum as well. Bring Phil Coutinho back in, and then the front three for me is the front three that just picks itself.
I think we're starting to see what our away formation is. And I think we'll know a bit more conclusively after this game. But I think the 4-4-2, the Klopp calls it, but as Nina mentions, the 4-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2, all the twos, which makes it complicated because and we don't know whether Alana's going to be fit or whatever. We know he had a little struggle, didn't he, for midweek. I think we'll go with that, and I think Henderson will come back into this game, because I think he wants to.
So is this what you do or what Klopp would do?
Well, I want to, because I think I think you need to play Jordan Henderson back into form. I don't think you've got a choice. I think that's how we are as well to some extent. And what we've seen a lot is the rotation of Henderson wouldn't have played a lot of midweek games. You know, Chan's been starting the European games as well. So fine, you know, again, I've got no problem.
Coutinho will miss two games on the run.
This is my issue, Dad. You know, is that I don't think Coutinho will start.
True.
But I still, regardless whether it's my preferredness is still.
So you prefer to see Coutinho sit out again?
I would prefer to see, yes, because this is the problem. I think with it, I've tempered this with I'm not going to put us in a 3-4-3 formation, even if I prefer it, because there's still an element of realism to it, whether I prefer it or not. It's I think that's the formation we will play, and they're the players that I would prefer to see in that formation. I don't think we'll see Coutinho playing right mid or left mid is what I'm driving at in this. And I've got no problem. I think Ox is playing himself into a decent vein of form as well. Loads and loads of pace. Look to play on the counter just like we did against West Ham and just like we did against Stoke. So, yeah, and I agree with the back four. I think Trent's due to come in, but I would keep Gomez in because I would keep Lovren in because what a great opportunity we've got here to keep a settled back five. I don't see any grave reason for us to switch things up. But do let us know your preferred in the comments below, by all means. And please feel free to give Nina endless stick for putting right backs and left backs.
So, to be fair, it read right for me. there you go.
It's not true at all.
Wouldn't it be funny if on Saturday they came out and Robertson lined up at right back and Trent at left back? And
visionary tactician.
Inverted fullbacks, amazing.
Yeah, that would be class. Great. Let's have some score predictions then, Dad. What do you think it's going to be?
3-0.
Sorry, John. Nina.
I'm going to say 3-1. I think we might concede.
Okay.
I'm going to go 3-0.
Yeah, I'll go with it. You know what, actually, I'll go with a 3-1 in this regard, because I think if they do play a bit of footy, I think we have ridden our luck a little bit in these games. You know, again, West Ham should have had more goals. I know they did manage to score. Stoke could have had some goals. I think we're still a little bit leaky. I don't know whether we can maintain that luck of people skying easy chances over the bar against us. So, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. If Liverpool just want to be dead solid and stop opponents from having clear-cut opportunities,
let's do that.
Let's just do that instead, lads. But no, I'll take a 3-1 to Liverpool all day long. Nice. At this point, though, it's worth mentioning. I take any win because again, points are going to be dropped, I think, in teams around us, and this is where this spell of games for me is not about how we do it. It's more important that we do it.
Do you know what? Mm. We've not really spoken about it, and I suppose it should have really come in with the preferred 11s and stuff. Obviously, we've got the game against Spartak, but this is also the team that's maybe a week away from Everton as well. And I wonder if that'll have any bearing on what Klopp does with it. It could be quite interesting to see what he decides to do.
Big Sam's Bombers coming next week. Yeah, something to look forward to. We'll have loads of amazing content lined up for that as well with the Lesson Toffee TV, but that is for next week. For this week, it's Brighton, followed by Spartak. Yeah, exciting times. Hopefully for the Mighty Reds, loads of smiles. Hopefully again at full time. We'll be here, of course. In the meantime, if you want more content, go to theredmentv.com. Go and check out Nina on Anfield Index as well. Thank you very much for joining us, Dad. Thank you for joining us, Chris. Thank you for being here, because you know you'll have to be. And thank you very much for watching the show. Subscribe to the Red Men TV, and if you want a Red Men TV Christmas jumper, time is running out.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.